آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
بھارت کی ٹیکسٹائل کمپنی سیارامز ایک اینٹی کورونا فیبرک لے کر آئی ہے اور یہ اینٹی کورونا فیبرک تیار کیا گیا ہے آسٹریلین تکنیک کی مدد سے۔ اس تکنیک کو تیار کیا ہے ہیلتھ گارڈ آسٹریلیا نام کی کمپنی نے، جس کے پریزیڈنٹ ہیں ڈاکٹر کرسٹوفر ہاروی۔ میرے ساتھ ڈاکٹر کرسٹوفر ہاروی ہیں، ان سے سمجھتے ہیں کہ یہ تکنیک کیسے کام کرتی ہے۔ ویلکم ٹو ایس بی ایس ہندی کرس۔
تھینک یو، ہیلو، ہاؤ آر یو؟ اٹس ا گریٹ پلیزر ٹو بی ہیئر ٹو انٹروڈیوس آور پروڈکٹس ٹو یو۔ تھینک یو۔
سو کرس، وی ہیئر دیٹ اٹ از این اینٹی کورونا فیبرک، دس از واٹ وی نو، کڈ یو پلیز ایکسپلین اینڈ ٹیل اس مور اباؤٹ اٹ؟
ویل، دی پروڈکٹ وچ یو آر انکوائرنگ اباؤٹ از کالڈ ہیلتھ کیئر ایمک۔ This product has been on my product list for over 25 years. Initially, I formulated the product to deal with the H1N1, which was the first coronavirus scare that the world had. Now, that one didn't turn into a pandemic, and we had some work done with it in China where we had some success on fabrics. However, the virus seemed to disappear through mitigation efforts of certain governments. And then, of course, we had the second coronavirus scare, which was the SARS, S-A-R-S, form of the coronavirus. We were prepared with that one. That virus came and went very, very quickly, and now we are with our third incarnation of the coronavirus, which is the SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19, which has turned into a pandemic. So we with some slight modifications to the delivery system of my HealthGuard AMIC, we have been able to successfully reduce COVID-19 virus particles upon textiles and other treated surfaces to non-detectable.
What do you make? A chemical that is used to produce fabric or what?
All right. We are a textile chemical company which was founded over 30 years ago. I have always been involved in specialty textile chemicals. I have been interested in disease prevention, knowing that diseases can be transmitted from textile surfaces. Most of our bodies are covered in textile surfaces during the day and during the night. We sleep within a textile bedding industry with the sheets and the mattresses, the pillows and such like. We sit in a textile in the chairs, unless we're sitting in a leather chair, but of course that can transmit diseases to you. The carpets, we're talking about all forms of textiles which can be treated: curtains, furnishing fabrics, car upholstery fabrics. We're talking about carpets. We're talking about the interiors of aeroplanes. We're talking about the interiors of all forms of transport, trains, cruise ships. Just think of it. It's the fabrics are in our lives. Textiles are in our lives. Mm-hmm. And they are able to transmit diseases as well as any other form of disease transmission.
But Chris, what we, in layman terms, what we understand is that this virus goes into our body through mouth or nose when we breathe. In general understanding, what if a fabric can save us from having coronavirus, it can only be through a mask.
I think I understand your question. What happens is, let's say for example we are wearing our masks, and preferably we're wearing a HealthGuard treated mask, which will inhibit the growth of the virus, or it will kill the virus upon a contact with the mask, because we are touching our masks constantly with our hands. Mm-hmm. So the mask is acting as a filter with the virus particles from a person's, when people sneeze, when we talk loudly, when we shout, when we just by laughing, we are emitting microparticles of moisture from our bodies. Now, these microparticles contain virus spores. These microparticles are so light they will suspend in the air for many hours. We can be walking around the supermarket. We can be even walking around our own homes. We can be anywhere in the street, in the car, on public transport. And these particles, you will pass through them with your body. They attach to your clothing. And we have WHO studies, I don't have that on hand with me, but saying that these particles can live up to 9 days. From hours to 9 days, given the correct conditions upon your clothing, mm-hmm. which means that you have your mask on, you've done all the preventative measures whilst you are out in the street. Now you go home. We're constantly touching our clothing. We're touching our chest. We're touching our trousers. We're touching our whatever clothing we have on, and then we touch it. We touch our faces. It is a known human trait. We touch our faces. We touch our noses. We touch our mouths. We rub our eyes, and we are transferring any live virus spore into our body, and then you've got transmission.
So how does CRM come into picture? How did you connect with CRM, which is from India?
What happened was, they were dealing with our antimicrobial agents, not with the antiviral agents. We've been dealing with them for years now, and we have very highly effective antibacterial agents and antifungal treatments for textiles, which not only prevent disease transmission from bacteria and fungus, but they also preserve the life of the articles by making them non-susceptible to rotting and being eaten by certain bacteria and certain fungus. So we were in this area while prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. CRM, when we had our testing carried out, performed on textiles at Melbourne University at the Peter Doherty Institute, which is a world-renowned institute. We were extremely lucky to be chosen by this Australian institute to have a look at our anti-coronavirus product. This research institute are more interested in finding a vaccine rather than finding something that will mitigate the transmission of coronavirus. So we decided upon a protocol with Melbourne University, and we found that our product, that within minutes of the corona, this was a live human SARS-CoV-2 strain of COVID-19, the COVID-19. This is not the feline strain, not a cat strain of anything, or a placebo coronavirus. We had it tested with live human COVID-19. Now, we found that they were absolutely amazed at the results they got with our product. Not within 10 minutes, that was our first time interval. We didn't do a 5-minute interval. Simply because of the cost of the testing. Within 10 minutes, we had destroyed 99.99% of the virus, which means that we had virtually destroyed the virus. Now, the next time point we did was 1 hour after that. And at that time point, the virus was non-detectable, which means that there is no chance of any residual virus being transmitted from that article. Mm-hmm. All right, we literally destroyed the COVID virus on the treated textile. Somebody who is infected with COVID-19 sneezes, touches that article. Any moisture from that person comes off the shoes, comes off their trousers, sitting down into a settee or a sofa or a seat, climbing into bed with the pajamas, or sneezes whilst they're in bed. The treatment upon that article will render that virus ineffective and non-transmissible. Now, we published an article in Textile Innovations in the UK, which is an online magazine, which is one of the most widely read and well-respected magazines in the textile industry and various other associated industries, yarns and fibres. CRM were very quick to think this looks like a golden opportunity. Plus, the Americans don't want to take many articles from India because of the chance of transmission from the textile factory through contamination of textiles and garments being imported into the US and then going for sale. We know that the disease is transmitted through textiles. If the article, the substrate, shall we say, is correctly treated with the Health Guard AMIC, we know immediately there is a reduction in the virucidal activity. We know that within 10 minutes of the next person coming into the shop or even touching that article, the chances of contracting COVID-19 from that article are reduced enormously.
Okay.
And that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to mitigate this transmission.
So I hear that many textile companies are interested in this product now. Is it?
We are. Look, it is a tremendous product, and we have already many customers. We have the largest companies in America. We are currently finishing off what's called an EUA, an emergency use application, with the American EPA, with the EPA in America. And as soon as we have that, which will allow us to import treated garments from India, from anywhere in the world into America, we will have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I've got 14 companies listed in front of me who are ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking about one of the world's oldest and largest manufacturers of denim products, which we all love to wear. 60% of the global production for this company is carried out in India. We have two of the biggest sportswear manufacturers, which are popular amongst young people and athletes and such like, ready to go. I don't want to mention them, but one of them has a tick. We already Jockey Underwear are using this product. They've been a lot more cautious with their wording, and we're very happy to work with Jockey, because all the time they want to make a change, they come to us with the statement.
But Chris, you know, once a vaccine is developed, once we have a vaccine, will this product still be usable, still be contemporary?
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'll ask you one question. How many people are on this planet?
7 billion, more than
seven plus billion. All right, now we need 7 billion doses of vaccine. And you think that developing countries are going to be able to get hold of this vaccine? Everybody in a developing country will be wearing clothing. So this isn't going to be the last one. This is the start of the big ones. This is the start of the pandemics. Whether there is an anti-corona COVID-19 vaccine on the market within the next few years, people will still be hand sanitizing, hopefully, and remembering. People seem to have short memories, of course, but I do believe that we have this disease here for a long, long time, and it will mutate every time it mutates.
Well, what you are saying amuses me as well as scares me, but thank you so much for sparing time, Dr. Christopher, and explaining this to us. Thank you very much.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहां आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहां हम हैं।